plan. Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Summer's on, and so are the deals at Target's 4th of July sale.
Let's go.
Celebrate with 30% off 12 packs of soda when you buy three with Target Circle. Or get Doritos chips on sale, two for $6.
I love it.
Then make it a party with sprinkles. Select Favorite Day treats dressed in red, white, and blue are 20% off with Target Circle. And save even more. We've lowered prices on many summer faves like Up and Up sunscreen, Tillamook ice cream, Honest Kids juice boxes, and more. Target's 4th of July sale ends Saturday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
When you're ready to power up your next adventure, the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek has a 3.5-liter V6 engine.
295 horsepower and 270 pound-foot of torque to get you there.
From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, wherever you're going, find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek.
Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following meetings with Democratic lawmakers and governors yesterday, President Biden signaled he's staying in the race, even as concerns remain over his debate performance. ABC's George Stephanopoulos will interview the president, and the exclusive interview will air Friday. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
There's been talk about whether he had a cold, but I think a lot of people who watch that debate don't think that that is enough of an explanation. And they want answers about whether he can do this job now, in addition to responding to those calls from members within his own party for him to potentially drop out of the race, no longer be the Democratic nominee. I think he needs to reassure Americans that he is up for being commander-in-chief right now this summer.
Voters in the UK taking to the polls today. Britain's Labour Party projected to beat Conservatives and gain control of government for the first time in more than a decade. And Hurricane Beryl, now a Category 2, aiming for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula later tonight. That after delivering a blow to parts of Jamaica. This is ABC News. At least 10 lawsuits filed against rapper Sean Diddy Combs describing patterns of sexual trafficking and physical abuse, which he denies. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has details.
Yesterday, former porn star Adria English claims she was trapped in a cycle of sex trafficking she never asked to be a part of because defendant Combs knew he could groom her. English says she met Combs in 2004 while performing at a New York strip club. She claims he offered her boyfriend a job if she danced at Diddy's parties. English claims she was coerced into using alcohol and drugs at those events before being sexually assaulted by various guests.
In a statement, Combs's attorney said no matter how many lawsuits are filed, it will not change the fact that Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted or sex trafficked anyone. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's tallest volcano, erupting again after a four-year hiatus. Mount Etna is one of the world's most active volcanoes. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A home in Walworth County was destroyed after an explosion there. Happened Tuesday afternoon in the town of Lafayette near Elkhorn. When crews arrived to respond to the blast, they found a small fire in the basement. Elkhorn Fire Chief Trent Eichmann tells Fox 6 Milwaukee they also heard a man down there.
They did hear a voice, and they established contact with the patient. Probably took approximately 35 to 40 minutes to tunnel and extricate him out of the basement.
The man was taken by Flight for Life to a hospital for treatment. There's no word on his condition. Investigators say they don't know the cause of the explosion, though they think propane had something to do with it. The state fire marshal's office is assisting with the investigation. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as a homicide. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Tuesday after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumbee, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie. Miller's body was discovered last week Thursday, while Lumbee's body was unearthed Sunday. Autopsies on the two bodies indicate both were killed. No suspects have been identified, as evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. Wisconsin gets a shot in the arm for its biohealth efforts. Following a national competition created by the U.S. Department of Commerce, the state was named one of 12 regional tech hub finalists, earning the state $49 million in federal funding to encourage biohealth manufacturing, research efforts, and job growth. Wisconsin hopes to be a global leader in personalized medicine by creating some 30,000 jobs, which will create $9 billion in economic growth in the state over the next decade. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 81 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 60. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, high of 69. Could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more through tomorrow. Kick your summertime barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Markets were closed today, so no need to check for that much overdue recovery in corn prices. It didn't happen today, but we've got a conversation coming your way that I think you're going to find helpful. We're talking crops, the cost to grow the crops, and trying to figure out the best way to turn that work into profit.
From Independence Afternoon via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll talk with Chris Barron from Carson Barron Farms and AgView Solutions. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
Hey, buddy. Happy Independence Day. How things going, bud?
Oh, super great. Super great. Good. It's great to be in America.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We talked about it this morning. Fly that flag and be proud to do it.
Yeah.
Markets are closed today. Like I said, if you're looking for that recovery in the corn market that everybody's been searching for, don't go looking for it today. You've got to wait at least until tomorrow. Give it another chance. But, boy, the ability of that December corn market to just kind of cling to 420 has been – frustrating and impressive all at the same time, Davis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about the consistency, the persistence, you know?
Right.
That's really what you got to admire in something like that.
Yeah, and if you didn't hear it yesterday, we had a frustrated Bubba on.
Yes, we did. My man's out of sorts.
Yeah, he still wants to be long the market. He still thinks that there's reason for the grain markets to move to the upside. He's just frustrated that the funds continue to step in and defend that short position and even add to it in some cases. So it's kind of a tough time. And I think a lot of us feel the same way about what's going on in this corn market. No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the news that is moving the markets around this week, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Well, December soft red winter wheat futures opened fractionally higher and tried to rally but stopped just short of a full test of resistance at Tuesday's high.
Prices then fell back with the final tick, hitting a new low for the day just under the pivotal $6 level. Generally favorable conditions for the spring wheat crop and solid progress for the winter wheat harvest continue to cap rally potential. Traders also watching the wheat crop in Russia, where hot and dry conditions are expected. Now, the markets were, in fact, closed today, but yesterday, December HRW wheat futures were 7¾ lower, 601. December SRW wheat dropped 6¾ cents to 598. And September spring wheat closed 8¼ cents lower at 622¾. Chip?
Okay. Yeah, we need to, if we can keep the winter wheat contracts, the December contracts around $6 and build a base in here, I'll feel okay. I'll feel like that this wheat market hasn't completely fallen apart on us. Now, if we break away from $6 and start thinking about a 580 trade, something like that, then we're going to be opening up some additional downside risk.
Well, Chip, corn tried to trade higher early in yesterday's session, but any move to the upside was met with renewed selling interest as professional trading funds defend a big short position. December corn futures traded on both sides of 420 for a fourth consecutive session yesterday as traders search for a better understanding of this year's crop potential. Ethanol production in the weekend of June 28 averaged 1.064 million barrels per day. That's up 21,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks in the week increased 171,000 barrels to 23.594 million barrels. September corn futures yesterday were 2.5 cents lower at 405.5. December corn down 1¾ cents to 419.5. March corn futures closed at 433.5. That's down 1½ cents.
Yeah, you know, yesterday in the conversation that we had with Luke Beckman from Central Valley Ag, asked him about crop conditions over there in northeast Nebraska, and he said they're good, that they've had more moisture than they normally would. There are some spots that have been rained out that are going to be a problem when the combines roll. We're going to talk to Chris Barron about the condition of the crop coming up here in just a little bit. But in his part of the world, things don't look too bad. It's that isolated area, and we're just I'm trying to figure out just how much it is taking off of the total national supply. We talked to Luke about it yesterday. We're going to talk to Chris about that today.
Well, August soybean oil closed higher for a sixth consecutive session on Wednesday, with futures up nearly a nickel over three sessions. August bean oil posted the highest close since April 5 and provided solid support for yesterday's bean trade. Adding support to soybean prices was USDA's export sales announcement of 110,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The sale was evenly split between the old and new crop marketing years. November soybean futures posted a low range open and a high range close after testing resistance at 11.25. Yesterday, August beans were 7½ cents higher at 11.57¾. September beans up 6¾ cents to 11.17½. November beans closed at 11.21¼, up 8½ cents.
Yeah, and get this. August soybean meal yesterday was 20 cents a ton lower, and August soybean oil was 160 points higher. I mean, this has been a rip-your-face-off kind of rally that we're looking at in this bean oil over the past 3 days. If it can keep it going, it can help beans.
Well, Chip, despite deteriorating cotton crop conditions, a lack of dependable export demand kept the market under pressure. December cotton was 34 points lower yesterday at 72.36. On your livestock, so the week's rally in beef prices raises expectations for higher cash cattle trade at the end of the week. Reports of higher cash feeder cattle trade also helped to support the cattle complex. Most live and feeder cattle contracts saw a low range open and a high range close yesterday. August fat cattle yesterday 82.5 higher at 185.92¼. August feeders 227.5 higher at 263.37¼. And on the snout side, front month lean hog futures are clinging to the $90 level. July hogs yesterday 52.5 higher at 89.75. The October contract a dime lower at 74.17¼. Chip.
All right, Davis. Yeah, the beef market that you mentioned.
Ooh. Yeah.
The heavyweight choice graded box beef was trading at $330 a hundred here earlier this week. It backed off a little bit from that on Wednesday's morning's trade, but and the way that market is performing right now, it's hard to think that the Packers are going to be able to back away from what's going on in this market. They got to stay in there. If they're going to if they're going to have any chance of maintaining a margin in this cattle trade, they got to they got to keep the cattle coming to their plant. So this cash market has got to stay competitive, and as long as it stays competitive, good grief. You know, we should talk about it at some point, but it feels like there's the potential for a $200 trade in futures. In futures. Cash market has touched it, Davis, in some spots. Yeah. If we would see that futures market catch fire and take the live cattle trade up to $200, at least get up there and take a look at that psychological resistance level, man, oh, man, that would be a fascinating run in this market. Be about a $15 run. And it can't. And like I said, it cannot be ruled out. Just can't rule it out.
Nope.
So,
I like that.
All right. Hey, thank you for the news and the update on how things closed yesterday. When we come back, we're going to get into the conversation with Chris Barron from AgView Solutions. We're going to be talking cost to grow the crops. And like I said, let's turn that hard work into a profit. We'll do it next here on AgriTalk.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us and decided to spend a little bit of time with us on 4th of July. Happy 4th, Davis.
Yeah, happy 4th to you too, brother. It's Independence Day is what it is today.
That's right. That's right. It's a day just for, like, celebration. Here it is. I wish the weather was a little bit better.
200 million cups of tea on the Cutty Sark that was right. Thrown into the ocean, the water, the harbor.
The bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we get the term bay leaves, isn't it? Bay leaves?
I don't think
the
so.
Leaves?
Okay. I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I'll check my history. I'll check.
You will need to. Chris Barrett, AgView Solutions, is our guest analyst today. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. Happy Independence Day.
All right. Yeah, thanks, man. Same to you. All right. Chris, I love having you on because we get to learn what you are learning from your customers and your clients and the people that you work with. And I want to jump right into it. What are you learning from your clients this year?
Well, not a lot of great things, unfortunately. But, yeah. You know, there are always silver linings to things. I guess, you know, one of the big things is I think there's just a lot of people really concerned with where the cost of production is at currently. I think there's just a lot of people that feel really undersold. A lot of our clients pretty well have the old crop cleaned up. There's really not much left, at least with the growers we work with. But I know, Okay. Obviously, it sounds like there's a lot of grain out there yet, old crop. I think there was one of the observations we saw was during the month of May, there were a lot of people that did, I think, a pretty good job of having targets in place. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, a lot of the targets were just a titch above where the market got to on that rally. And so we saw, you know, some guys getting some things hit in that, you know, that 490 range. And I mean, I had a bunch of targets in that 497 range. And, you know, we got the 496 and 3/4. So that's really frustrating. Like Ricky Bobby, you know, being second place. And it was pretty frustrating, I think, for a lot of people just because you feel like they missed that opportunity. And so then ever since then, you know, it's been, you know, readjusting the cost of production, looking at those numbers. And it is still pretty scary from the standpoint of what we see is a cost of production that's, you know, almost as high as what it was last year. Last year was the highest cost of production in 27 years of doing a profit manager and helping people analyze cost of production. And this year, I would say it's probably second. It's really close. Currently right now, our cost of production for our clients on corn is at $4.99. And that's with a 207 average across our weighted average yield. And so of course there's guys at, you know, APH yield levels of 123, and there's some that, you know, 50, depending on where they're located and stuff. But when we look at that aggregate, you know, $4.99 hits it for corn. On soybeans, we're in that 1234 range, unfortunately, 1234 range. And so we're just not where we need to be. And so I think there's just a lot of, you know, the sentiment's not real good right now, but there's a silver lining, and there's some things I think we can talk about in terms of navigating that and making sure that we stay whole at the end of the year.
Okay. Well, you said there's that sentiment is low. And when you're looking at cost of production, not just above, but well above where the markets are trading right now, how do you manage that? Is it a stick it in the bin and store it until you get a better selling opportunity, which can chew things up in a hurry too?
Are
but
you there?
Yeah, I mean, how do you manage this?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is just really get a good handle on where the crop insurance protection is at. I know Paul Niefer's been doing a lot of work on ARC, and in our county in particular for corn and specifically, and there's some likelihood that we're going to see, unfortunately, potentially some payments there depending on where these price levels shake out and go to. We're looking at, you know, these coverage levels. And for example, if you look at an 85% APH level, we're going to trigger at about 390, 396 if an operation yields their APH. And so, you know, in all likelihood, there's going to be some pretty good, or not good, but there's going to be in all likelihood some triggers of indemnity payments that are going to come out similar to last year, just really on the revenue side. On soybeans, beans need to get down to about 981, so I hope we don't get that low, but you just, you know, you look at those, the technicals and stuff, and you can make an argument for price levels to those degrees, and I think insurance is going to really be a safety net this year that's going to, I think, get utilized, especially, too, you know, in some of these areas that couldn't shut the faucet off, operations that are sitting there with, you know, a really bleak yielding situation. The way the insurance is this year, even with corn being at 466 and beans at that 1155, that still gives us a pretty decent floor, at least to kind of hold things together.
Yeah. But boy, you don't get rich trying to get taking an insurance indemnity off of crop insurance, that's for sure.
No, but on the same token, I think, you know, hopefully some of these operations, and I know our clients are in that 22 to 24% sold on corn, somewhere in that same range on soybeans with price levels pretty close to five and pretty close to the mid 12s. And so with that little bit of sale and, you know, for those who have a smaller crop, maybe they thought they were 20% sold. They might be 60% sold now, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, when you look at those sales in conjunction with where the insurance is, I think a lot of those guys will be okay. And, you know, there's always the ad hoc government, you know, and you never count on that ever. However, there's always, you know, people that are going to look at those counties and they're going to say, okay, we got to do something. I mean, some of these counties are literally disaster areas. And so I think there's going to be some things that have to be looked at there too.
Yeah. Yeah. You hard to believe that you're talking about government loving to spend money, Chris.
Yeah. They don't have to be spending money, unfortunately. That is the scary thing. I mean, when you think about the national debt, you know, if we're increasing it every 100 days by $1 trillion, the sustainability of that gets kind of scary too. So there's no silver bullet, that's for sure.
Right. How about interest rates? How does all of that figure into what your cost of production and what your marketing strategy is going to be?
Yeah, so the interest rates are up on our clients as a category by like 70-some percent, which is the highest rate increase, but it's not the biggest dollar increase. So if you think about, you know, rates are, you know, a little bit more than double of what they were just a year or two ago. And so we've seen a significant increase there. The silver lining there is that a lot of operations are borrowing significantly less, at least on average, than they were, you know, say 3 or 4 years ago, because we were able to build up a pretty significant working capital position. And so right now, I think, you know, it's not as big of a hit. I think the scary part's going to be, you know, there's in the next year or two, there's a lot of land and some intermediate loans and things like that that are going to come, you know, due or going to need to be looking at possibly some refinancing here in another year or two. And that could increase the expense category significantly in terms of dollars and cents, just because we're going to be, you know, we're going to be looking at some of those intermediate loans probably in that 6-ish percent range instead of a 2.5 or 3%. And you start doubling those intermediate and those big notes, those land notes and those big equipment notes and stuff. All of a sudden that has a pretty big impact on the bottom line. But, you know, I think people have managed that pretty good. The line of credit, interest rates on line of credit, something that I think we all got to pay really close attention to. and manage that working capital and be careful we're not spending too much here in the next year or so. Yeah. Easier said than done when inflation's like it's been, but I think there's the needs and the wants, and it's managing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's harder to accidentally buy a boat when you've got interest rates at the levels that they're at right now. Well, there's no question about it. Okay. Yeah, hey, we got to take a break, Chris, but when we come back, why hasn't more old crop corn moved? I want to start there. We're talking with Chris Marin, AgView Solutions, here on AgriTalk.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
On this Independence Day, a brief reading from Thomas Paine's Common Sense, published January 9, 1776. Quote, "Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. For when we suffer or are exposed to the same miseries by a government which we might expect in a country without government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means by which we suffer. Government, like dress, is the badge of lost innocence. The palaces of kings are built on the ruins of the bowers of paradise. For were the impulses of conscience clear, uniform, and irresistibly obeyed, man would need no other lawgiver. But that not being the case, he finds it necessary to surrender up a part of his property to furnish means for protection of the rest. And this he is induced to do by the same prudence which in every other case advises him, out of two evils, to choose the least."
The possibility,
whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 81 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 60. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, high of 69. Could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more through tomorrow. Kick your summertime barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this 4th of July. Thanks for spending some time with us. We're in a conversation, in the middle of a conversation with Chris Barron, AgView Solutions. Chris, the amount of corn that was still in producers' hands in on-farm storage on June 1, if we can trust the numbers that we got from USDA, it's the most since 1988. That kind of blows me away that we're looking at a situation like this. But why? How did we get here? How did we end up with producers holding on to so much grain?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons for that, you know, and it's easy to say they're excuses. I honestly think there are some, you know, legitimate reasons there for some of these operators, you know, to give them some grace here, because, you know, and it is easy to be critical, you know, you can be an armchair quarterback pretty easily. And sure. What happened was we had a really strong financial condition. We come off of what, 3 years of pretty strong prices, along the way, you know, everybody sort of got lulled to, you know, well, maybe we'll go down to $5, and we just kind of kept, you know, slowly leaking, you know, the price, and it was a sort of a slow leak, kind of like a flat tire, you know, and you're sitting there watching it, and it's going lower, but, you know, it'll come back, you know, we'll pump this back up, and, you know, and it's like catching a knife, you know, I mean, the price was falling at a certain point there. We saw that rally, like I said, we saw that rally in May, and I think it caught a ton of people off guard, because there was quite a bit that got sold in that window, old crop, I think. And I think people were starting to look at new crop too. And I've always been an advocate of getting rid of, you know, try to not have two crops, for sure as heck don't have three, trying to market, because it totally screws up your ability to probably make the best decisions for your operation in terms of cost of production and margin management. And so, you know, I think that's part of it. And again, I think, you know, basis and some of those things were considerations for people at certain time frames. And then that rally came when everybody was planting, or at least trying to plant. So if you kind of go back and think about, you know, what was going on the farm too at that time, that's always a difficult time. It's always a great time on basis, but it's always a difficult time to get things moved. And so I think that's some of the reasoning. I wouldn't call it, again, I'm not throwing, you never want to throw rocks in a glass house. And you know, like I said, a lot of our clients are empty and gone, but there's some reasons why some of these guys are still sitting on corn. And
right.
And, you know, and people also need to look at averages. I think sometimes people get, you know, maybe they're 50% sold, and they're sold at, you know, 550 or something, and now corn's 450. Well, you know, don't look at the 450. Look at the average when you're done selling. Right. That's your number, and I think people beat themselves up too, and then sometimes, you know, just get paralyzed and not making decisions.
Yep. That's a good point, looking at the average instead of today's price. Look at what making a sale today will do to the average, and what the average price on your crop is going to be after that. What about on new crop? How much of the new crop has been moved?
Well, you know, like I said, we're in that, you know, mid 24-25% range with our clients on corn. You know, we've got a handful of people that are, you know, essentially sold out, believe it or not. Went ahead and pulled the trigger. We have a few younger clients that we work with that just really don't have any risk tolerance. And when, you know, when they could make those sales, even, you know, even a third of those sales, I think, were made last summer when we had those rallies. They were already into selling 24 and got some, you know, pretty decent pricing in there, you know, in that five, like on corn, in that 530, 540 range, with averages close to $5 and pretty well sold. Conversely, we've got, you know, operations that have nothing sold, and so therein lies your 25% average when you aggregate it. I would say that, you know, again, like I said in the first segment, you know, there's just a lot of people feel really undersold, with the exception of the where the faucet wouldn't turn off, and mm-hmm. and you know, on some of these dry, there's some pretty good dry pockets too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's either super wet or super dry, and but the crop does look awesome. I mean, I've been kind of getting around here now across the country, and where it's not terrible, it's darn good. And so, yeah. I mean, trend line yield, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty hard to argue yet against that until we right. get a little further here yet.
Right, right. You know, but for the first time in a while, combines are going to go through areas in a field where there's nothing. We've got drowned out spots for the first time in at least 3 years. And that has an impact. I mean, you go through any stretch of zero, it brings the average for that field down in a hurry, and it takes a long time to build it back.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think the pockets that have had the significant weather impact are going to affect the yield. To what degree is the question, though, and the problem right now is I don't think the market cares, unfortunately. At least what it looks like to me, the market's not reacting to any of that yet until, you know, there's some evidence of, you know, what is the impact. But I would agree. I think it's a pretty big deal because when, and like you said, it doesn't take a lot of zero to bring the average way down. You know, you can see 200 on the yield monitor a whole bunch of times and you go through some zero and all of a sudden you got a field average of 150. And so
right.
It's very true. Very
yeah.
True.
Yep. Yep. No doubt. The thing about it is, you know, we talk about farmer sentiment being as kind of in the dumps right now because we are looking at prices below break even. But boy, talk about a bad attitude. Traders have got a terrible attitude towards this corn market in particular, I think. Just any kind of a rally attempt turns into a better selling opportunity for these guys, Chris. I don't know what's going to change that. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, it does comes down to demand. I mean, I sit here and with our clients all the time, we're working on the production side of the equation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're always trying to increase that yield. You know, the fastest way to lower that cost production is increase yield. And that's yeah. the thing, you know, there's these pockets in these areas we just discussed, but there's also these areas where, you know, operations are going to have a record yield this year because of the extra things they're doing, you know, with the side dressing and planting equipment that we have now and the hybrids and all the things that we're doing is, you know, counterintuitive the other way though too, right? It's bringing those extra bushels in
yeah.
to the overall equation too. And so that's what makes it tough though. I think, you know, we're working on the production side and I think there's a whole nother story until we have some better demand. I don't know how you're going to get the, you know, the talking heads to be happy until we see China or somebody buy something at some point yeah. here. I mean, we got to have a market for this stuff. It's the problem.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's part of the reason why it's so important that we keep this development on the biofuel side going and making sure that we've got to not only maintain a market, but build a bigger market for the ethanol that's out there. Is that the answer?
I think it's one of the big answers for sure. And no, and I think farmers are, you know, with this 45Z and some of this stuff, there's going to be some opportunities and some things to kind of change sort of how we're doing production as time goes on too. And I think that's something that we can't lose sight of is, you know, just, you know, how are we producing? What are we doing? How are we managing those costs? Because some of those things in the 45Z, you start looking at the equipment cost, the transition over has some expense. But when we look at cost of production and equipment, a lot of those applications, whether it's a little bit more no-till or it's strip-till or it's changing some of your methods, those are all methods that actually decrease the cost of machinery and equipment, which is, again, second largest line item expense. And so you know, I see a lot of bright things in the next couple of years. I think the biggest thing is we're going to have to get through this year and probably next year, you know, and really get careful with these numbers. And one thing I was going to say at the end of that last segment that I didn't get out was that, you know, the good thing about prices where they're at is we will all become better business people. We do not become better business people when corn is above $6 and beans are above $14. That does not make us better business people. We become better business people when the margins are tight and we learn how to track things and keep track of stuff and run those numbers and stay consistent on them and stay on top of it. I think that's really going to be the key to the long run. This is going to make us all better.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Coming out of those tough, coming out of the golden age of agriculture when biofuels were giving everybody an opportunity to make some money, when the markets turned down after that, I remember very clearly, the line from several producers was, I'm going to have to learn how to do a better job of marketing now. I'm going to have to learn how to grow corn and how to turn it into a business. So it'd be really interesting. Yep. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Certainly appreciate it. Happy 4th, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Happy 4th of July.
All right. That's Chris Barron, AgView Solutions, CNB Farms. All right. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up today's AgriTalk.
There's danger.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Line and Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
First step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning. The cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody, on your July the 4th, Independence Day. Your pal, Davis Michelson here, proud American, with Chip Lorre as well. Hey, buddy boy.
Hey, man.
Good conversation with Chris Barron there.
Yeah, a little he's scary in parts.
Yeah, he's a good guy to have those, air quotes, scary sort of conversations, those kind of come to Jesus conversations.
Yep.
You know, one of those things, and he's a good guy about it too, because he's very gentle, you know?
Yeah.
Try not to have two crops to market at once if you can help it.
Yeah.
Wow. To me, I get too many things going, and then he's like, God forbid you wind up getting three going all at the same time. It's complicated. It's a mess, but I don't know if now is the right time to be doing. I mean, what can you do right now, dude?
Right. Well, you know, when he said that, my immediate thought was, oh, boy, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But then you have to think again about, well, it depends on how big the window is for marketing a crop. When does the 2024, or I should say, when did the 2024 crop marketing window open? Was it a year ago? Well, if it was a year ago, then, of course, you're going to have two crops to sell at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it go? Does it go until the end of the marketing year, which is September of 25? If the window for marketing a crop is 2 years wide, you're going to have two crops to market at the same time, unless, you know, unless you've got retirement planned in your future and you've just decided, nope, this is the last one that I'm going to have to market.
Right.
So you're always working on at least two crops. And that third crop comes into play from time to time. It's one of the things that makes farming a business. One of the things that makes it difficult is juggling those marketing responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. And anybody can look like a genius in an up year, and we've had a couple of those. His comment, this is solid gold out there. We do not become better business people in a high return environment.
Right.
This is when we learn our skills. This is when we figure out how to do the difficult things and hold our nose and take what we got to do what we got to do, man. Talking about that averaging, though, I feel like that's the salve of maybe having to place one of those hold your nose sales. If you look at your average rather than your individual sales, that's a pretty decent little strategy.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And when you're looking at a all-in break-even of $4.99 on corn and $12.34 a bushel on beans, when you're looking at that, sometimes you have to look at the average hurdle. You want to talk about deer in the headlight, because right now the cash market is going to give you an opportunity to lose a buck a bushel on both, maybe even more. That turns into $200 an acre on corn and $50 an acre on beans. And, boy, that's hard to do. Mm-hmm. That is hard to accept. But if you look at the average, you got to throw in what you've already got sold and you figure out the average and here's what today's price will do to the average if I sell another 20. That can make it easier to pull the trigger. There's no question about it. No question. And sometimes you got to find those things. You got to find you put the right word on it, the salve, to make it easier to go ahead and pull the trigger and make some tough sales.
Now, an interesting thing he was talking about with the interest rates there, how we maybe have another wave of trouble coming yet, as the last couple of years, farmers feeling pretty good. They've been able to maybe pull back just a little bit on the amount of money that they borrow, but there's some refis coming up for some massive major purchases, which could put a little hump in the road coming up here in the next, what did he say, year and a half, maybe next few years?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you haven't felt the sting of the higher interest rates at this point, if you've got some operating loans out there, if you've got some big longer term debt that you are managing, odds are just the way that farm finance works, odds are you're going to feel the sting at some point. And that right there is incentive to move more crop and move it on a quote unquote more timely basis, just simply so that you can pay that principal down and drop that interest charge going forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the sting brings a valuable lesson with it too, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Can confirm.
I guess. I've felt enough of them.
So have I.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to feel any more of those stings.
Hey, before time gets away from us.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Chris Barron. That was a great show. But, hey, man, a lot of people feel weird about America. Like, we live in the greatest country that there is and that there ever
was.
July 4th, Independence Day. Thank the Lord above for the freedoms that we have and for those who sacrificed to ensure that we have those freedoms. Like I said, it seems weird. Whichever side of the political aisle you fall on, man, America's a great place to live. God bless America.
Amen. Fly the flag with pride.
Hear, hear.
Not because you feel like you have to.
Fly
it because you want to.
Yep.
And today is a great day to show that pride in America. No doubt, buddy.
Indeed.
No doubt.
Indeed.
Well said. Well said. Thank you so much for listening on this 4th of July. Come back tomorrow morning. We've got the free-for-all right here on AgriTalk.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening.
For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit savebythescan.org. It could save your life. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider. Relax.